says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks.
I can plow a field all day long.
This is it.
Catch catfish from dusk.
This is the big one, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon on November 7th, 2016. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We'll be running here for 1 hour. We have with us Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
James, I'm up here at the Arthur Topham free speech trial in Quesnel, and all sorts of legal aid problems, and it's probably almost going to be a wasted trip, but I'll be heading out to other places, exciting times.
Well, we're going to help out Mr. Topham tomorrow here in America. George, you're there in Maryland?
We are, James. Happy election eve.
All right, folks. We're going to rush through this. I'll try to waste as little time as possible because I know how everybody is right now. Some of you will sleep tonight. Others will not.
James, can I read you something?
Sure.
And this will make you not sleep tonight. Okay. This is apparently from WikiLeaks, and it's from Huma Abedin, and it's to her brother. I'm reading what she wrote. This is from September the 3rd of this year. Sorry for my late reply, Hassan. That's her brother. Yes, let me tell you about her, capital H. That's Hillary. The woman is so odd, so starved for validation, so tormented and vain, it is a constant surprise to me anyone takes her seriously. Everyone on the team knows how unwell she is, but they're more determined than ever to see her win. This woman who has a dozen seizures a day, this godless, shrieking malcontent passed out in her medical van, this walking cadaver. She's non-functional, Hassan. Nobody cares. We sober her up for speeches and indulge the press corps with cheap sentiment. The first female president, the last glass ceiling, etc. They trip over themselves lining up behind her. Surely they know it's not her they're helping. It's the one in the corner, the quiet helper, your sister, Huma. You asked me once how I did it. How did I take the castle? Hassan, I didn't take it. They gave it to me. Yes, there was a cost. I will admit, subjecting myself to men like A.W., that'd be Anthony Weiner, and W.J.C., that's where William Jefferson Clinton, is moral torture. But I do it gladly, brother. Everything they ask of me, however sick and depraved, I do it and I smile, rejoicing at the thought of whose glory I serve. And that would be, depending on your point of view, either Allah or a foreign country. Again, depending on your interpretation.
And you're interjecting that, Paul.
Yeah. The thought of whose glory I serve, end of the story. That's my project. But talk about cold, hard assessment of Hillary from a hardcore officer.
That is a bombshell, Paul. And one thing we do know about Huma Abedin, I read up on her today also, is that she was at one point listed as an editor of her mother's Sharia Law Muslim Journal, Muslim magazine, that preaches female mutilation.
Mutilation.
Yeah. They preach Sharia law. Huma Abedin was on the masthead as an editor up until quite recently, actually, just a few years ago. They've taken her off and so on. But yes, that's an amazing thing. Now, let us jump, folks, because Donald Trump is speaking right now in Manchester, New Hampshire, so we will go to that. Let me just set the stage a little bit. Today, Donald Trump has already spoken in Sarasota, Florida, huge event. Raleigh, North Carolina, huge. Scranton, Pennsylvania, again. Every place is sold out, tens of thousands of people outside. He's now in Manchester, New Hampshire at a 12,000 capacity Southern New Hampshire University arena. There are right now 60,000 people watching the stream on the formerly tiny website that I'm looking at, Right Side Broadcasting. 60,000 people watching with me. So let's listen to Donald Trump right now.
Tomorrow, Bill Belichick. So I just want to. It is funny, though, when he said, I really want to redo the letter, I really did expect to get a little bit, because I understand how most people work, but most people aren't the coach. So Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I want to thank you both. And go win a good Super Bowl or whatever you want to do. Boy, what a combination. Never been a better combination. But when you know them personally, like I do, they're even better.
Dim it down here just a little bit because it's obviously just a casual moment there in the conversation. Just a few moments ago, Donald Trump walked onto the stage. Pardon me, let me clear my throat here for just a second. Getting choked up. He went on the stage with his entire family. Giuliani is there. He introduced Mike Pence, who just brought Donald Trump out, didn't even bother to make people wait. He just said, let's bring the man out, and brought Donald Trump out. He will then, from this speech in Manchester, Donald Trump will close out his day today, the day before the election in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He expects to take Michigan, he said earlier today. He expects to take Minnesota. He said, and then tomorrow his victory rally at the New York Hilton in Midtown Manhattan. And of course, we will cover that on tomorrow's show. And hopefully, folks, George, Paul, we'll all still be breathing tomorrow. We will have a new president and a new future. So here we go. Let's listen to Donald Trump right now.
Democrats, Republicans, independent, first-time voters, and there are a lot of those first-time voters, folks, who are so desperately in need of change. Can you imagine having Hillary Clinton for 4 years? Can you imagine? Hillary Clinton's only allegiance is to herself, her donors, and her special interests. My only special interest is to you. Believe me, is to you. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm doing this. The corrupt special interests have stolen your jobs and shipped your wealth to other countries. They've betrayed the working class of this country. Tomorrow, the American working class will strike back. It's about time. Real change begins with immediately repealing and replacing Obamacare. It's just been announced that Americans nationwide are going to experience a massive double-digit and triple-digit premium hike. Over 90% of the counties in New Hampshire are losing Obamacare insurers next year. Lots of luck in your negotiation. Honestly, folks, not going to matter. We're going to have it terminated. We're going to have great health care at a fraction of the cost. So it's not going to matter. I want you to leave here happy tonight. Premiums are surging. Companies are leaving. Insurers are fleeing. Doctors are quitting. And deductibles are going through the roof. Yet Hillary Clinton wants to double down on Obamacare, making it even more expensive. I'm asking for your vote, so we can repeal and replace Obamacare and save health care for every family in New Hampshire.
Okay,
and
I'm just
in our
dim it a little bit. Boy, I feel like a scoundrel here dimming Donald Trump. And I'm just going to give you some of the highlights of what has happened previously today, because it has been dramatic, folks. The day opened in Sarasota, Florida. Let me find that, my notes to the Sarasota speech. Donald Trump said this morning in Sarasota, he said, "This is the single greatest movement in the history of our country." These are just comments. I'm just little quotes I took out. "The system is totally rigged." And then here's the great thing he said. What's unique about what we're all doing right now? He said, "The people have never known that it is totally rigged until now." In other words, there's a change in consciousness, folks. Our brains have kicked in. And he says, "At least we know it." And then he said, "America is a laughing stock all over the world."
That's true.
Then he said, yesterday, he said he was in seven different states. Now, I followed him through five cities. He went through Sioux City, Minneapolis, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Moon Township, Pennsylvania, and Leesburg, Virginia. I followed him through all of those. Well, there were two others I missed. So he was in seven different states, set a new record for campaigning. No one's ever done it. I believe a granddaughter of Billy Graham gave, I think, an invocation at the event in Sarasota. Her name is Sissy Graham.
Huh? I heard her.
Yeah, Sissy Graham Lynch. Now, folks, Billy Graham's granddaughter, who doesn't get any bigger than that, and she, on her website, you can see she is begging Christians to vote for Donald Trump. And she says, "The biggest issue to me is the Supreme Court." And she says, "If Hillary's elected, she will appoint five justices to the Supreme Court. It'll be basically a communist Supreme Court." And she said, I will never for the rest, and she's a young woman, by the way, "I will never for the rest of my life see a good decision from the Supreme Court for the rest of my life." Another speaker at Sarasota this morning was one of the soldiers who fought in Benghazi and who were abandoned by Hillary Clinton. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure which one it was, whether it was John Teagan or Mark Oz Geist or Chris Tonto Parento. There's another one. And I know it was. But anyway, the two Navy SEALs, the three Marines, and the one Ranger who fought so valiantly for 13 hours and were abandoned by Hillary Clinton. This speech alone by this, he was either a SEAL, a Marine, or a Ranger. My gosh, I mean, people in the audience were crying. The heroism of these men, and they have all met with Donald Trump. All of these men who fought in Benghazi have met with Donald Trump. They love Donald Trump. They're all working to elect Donald Trump. And they say that if Hillary Clinton is elected president, they wouldn't recommend anybody enlist in the armed services. And then he said about Donald Trump, "Donald Trump will never leave anybody behind." Watchword of the Marines. So that was Sarasota. Then in Raleigh, tremendous talk from everybody, including Mayor Giuliani. Then in Scranton, Pennsylvania, an impassioned speech from U.S. Congressman Lou Barletta, who Bill Johnson and I have met in Washington, D.C. Lou Barletta, he said, "This is a once-in-a-lifetime," and boy, he was emphatic. He was shouting into the microphone, "This is a once-in-a-lifetime moment for all of us." He said, "This is our last chance to secure our borders, our last chance for the rule of law." He said, "Our last chance for the Second Amendment, our last chance for the life of the unborn." He went down a complete list of everything Lou Barletta and all the rest of us patriots are passionate about. He said, "This is it, once in a lifetime." He was really fired up. Giuliani says some great things. I told you yesterday, I really want to hear from Rudy Giuliani about this FBI, about this crazy man, James Comey, reversing himself. And Giuliani did talk about that. I don't think we'll have time for it in tonight's show. But the big point that Giuliani said, he said, we will hear. I'm going to play a little of this. It's so good. but he said Hillary is the most criminal and corrupt candidate ever in American history. And he said, I got news for you, Hillary. Although this guy Comey may have got let you off on one thing for the moment, it ain't over. It ain't over. You are going to get convicted. He said the FBI investigation to the Clinton Foundation and all of your other crimes is not terminated. It is going on right now, and you're in for a big, fat surprise, Hillary. It was beautiful to hear those words from Giuliani. Let's listen to Donald Trump now.
It's never been anything like this. A Trump administration will stop the jobs from leaving America, and we will stop the jobs from leaving New Hampshire. Believe me, we will stop those jobs. If a company wants to fire their workers, leave New Hampshire and move to another country, and then ship their products back into the United States through what will soon be a very, very strong and powerful border,
pause it here just for a second. This is live going on right now in Manchester, New Hampshire at the University of Southern New Hampshire. And let me give you the call-in numbers. Maybe we can squeeze some calls in tonight. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I see we have a couple callers already. But go ahead. There are some lines open. 800-313-9443. And then I want to – go ahead, Paul.
Jamie, on the matter of former Mayor Giuliani, there's a great, meme up there on the internet, up on Facebook. It's a picture of FBI Director Comey. He said, and this it says, as director, I don't always overlook criminal activity, but when I do, it's because I found my suicide note while going through Hillary's emails.
Oh, gosh. Yes, exactly. And that very well may be what's happened here. Let's go forward, folks, to tomorrow. Look forward just a little bit. Of course, I think tomorrow when we all meet again right here, Paul, George, myself, and all of you, we will know who our next president is. I think it'll be 9 p.m. Eastern time when we assemble here. And yes, because 2 hours earlier, 2 hours earlier, the polls will have officially closed along the Atlantic seaboard and the Eastern time zone. So Ohio will be in. New Hampshire will be in at 7 p.m. Eastern. Now we go on the air 2 hours later. Florida will not yet be announced. They'll wait another hour for Florida because Panama City and Pensacola are in the central time zone. So they have to wait for another hour for Florida. But we will have North Carolina, Virginia, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, we will have those results in. And at that point, we will know who the next president is. Because if Hillary has carried too many of those states, then, you know, look out. If Donald Trump has carried New Hampshire and Ohio and North Carolina, and then you start to add in things like Pennsylvania or Virginia or Michigan, woo-wee, you know, who cares what they do in California? Who gives a damn? Donald Trump will be president. And so we may be just hooping and hollering tomorrow.
We were going to cycle through the states and stuff. I'm still not sold that New York is automatically going to go for Hillary Clinton. I'm not sold that the entire West Coast is going to fold up their tent. And everybody from Seattle to San Diego is going, I love you, Hillary.
Oh, of course not. I'm with you, George.
One of those states is going to go. It's either Oregon or Washington. We saw when Trump went to Seattle, he brought the house down.
Yes. Oh, and the crowds today, folks, unbelievable. These crowds, this has never been seen in our lives. We got a little break here. We'll be back with George. Sorry to interrupt you, George. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say something.
You know, the website that's keeping us the most current is Matt Drudge, drudgereport.com. And right at the top, Matt Drudge has a picture of Bill Clinton helping a staggering Hillary Clinton into a car. And the other headlines for Drudge, officials braced for chaotic voting. Leaked documents reveal Soros funding to manipulate election. Popular vote winner might not win electoral college. These are all separate stories. The God Help America is Matt Drudge's biggest headline right now. Trump live in New Hampshire, just what we're carrying right now. Matt Drudge is doing just what we're doing. He's carrying Donald Trump live. There are some incredible stories. Let's see here. Well, I'm not going to go to all of these. Comey the Clown. I love that one with a stupid picture of this 6'8" Comey. What an idiot. What a dork. And here's another headline. Dirty Donna, that's Donna Brazile, sent even more debate questions from CNN to Clinton. And by the way, she is still the Democratic National Chairman, folks, Donna Brazile, right now. So going into the election, this totally corrupt clown, Donna Brazile, they're going in with her as the chairman. And Huma Abedin is still Hillary's right-hand woman. So let's go to Donald Trump. Let's go back to him. And I'll find him here. Here he is live.
It will be a national effort, and a major part of this rebuilding will be the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. Going to be a big part of it, folks, a big part. We have now the smallest Navy, by the way. Does anyone know this? The smallest Navy that we've had since World War I.
Wow.
We're going to build it back up. I'm honored to have the endorsement of more than 200 top admirals and generals and 22 Medal of Honor recipients, and the list goes on and up every day. Hillary and our failed establishment have dragged us into foreign wars that have made us less safe and that we never win. We never win. We fight and fight and fight. Like Mosul, we give them 4 months' notice. We're going into Mosul. What about the element of surprise? Remember the old element of surprise? We are going to be attacking Mosul in 4 months. We will hit them from the rear. We will hit them from the front.
I'll just turn it down just a bit here. The and let me just set the picture here. I've been watching these all day, and I watched all day yesterday. These events are all packed. The people right here in Manchester, they're not sitting down. They've got chairs. They're not sitting down. They've been standing for hour upon hour upon hour. They're standing. They're packed like sardines. They're shoulder to shoulder. They're overlapping. There's no room. The balconies are full. It's huge crowds outside. It's been this way at every single event. And folks, these events, folks, these have not been organized over a long period of time. These are this last minute schedule was put together on short notice. The event in Minneapolis yesterday was put together on several hours' notice, and yet there were thousands and thousands of people who couldn't get in. Many thousands in the hangar there in Minneapolis. So what's happening is everywhere in the nation, you've noticed it, George, you know, driving around your area. Paul, you've seen it. Everywhere, this is a spontaneous revolutionary movement for Donald Trump. It's never been equaled in our history. Hillary has nothing going. And what Giuliani did today in his speeches, he is making the point that Hillary Clinton is an absolute criminal. And so they're really... right at the last moment here, the point is being made to America that their choice tomorrow is for a Donald Trump or a nasty, nasty, dying criminal. So the oh, my gosh. And then going back to what we'll be doing tomorrow, gentlemen, we will probably know who our next president is going to be when we go on the show tomorrow. So Two very different discussions can ensue. Our plan A and our plan B. We'll talk about those with you and our callers right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life, and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
No, folks, we don't need no mind control. And tomorrow, Paul and George and everybody in the audience, tomorrow should mark the turning point, the moment at which America shrugs off the mind control. Donald Trump is having a great time at the podium right now. We'll go right back to him. He's making fun of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, repeatedly referring to her as Pocahontas. And, nothing stops Donald Trump. Here he goes.
Pocahontas.
Wow. Folks, the reference there is that to get her position on the faculty at Harvard University, she lied that she was an Indian. She's not an Indian in any way, shape, or form. And at one point, once on television, she said, "Well, I do have high cheekbones." No, Elizabeth, you lied. You're not. She did that, see, to get a equal opportunity minority employment at Harvard. You know, what a scoundrel, like Hillary.
Our veterans have been very mistreated. And I want to thank them for the tremendous support, and the military, the tremendous support I get. They do polls and it's like, forget it. It's like I'm not running against anybody. And our law enforcement has been so great. They've been great. We're going to provide school choice and put an end to Common Core. We're bringing our education local. And we will support the men and women of law enforcement. Great people. And save our Second Amendment, which is under siege. and appoint justices to the United States Supreme Court who will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. Think of this. I started on June 16th, long time ago, from way back. Can you imagine this? And now I can say, you have one day. But it's no longer one day. It's like just like tomorrow morning. Well, who is going to vote tomorrow morning, please?
It's going to be wild.
I promise you this. I will never, ever let you down. I promise you that. I didn't need to do this. You know, I built a great company, one of the great companies, great, some of the great real estate assets in the world. I enjoyed my life, and I was on the other side. You know, I'm criticizing the other side because I understand the other side as well as anybody. But our country was in trouble, and I love our country. And I looked at what was happening. And I'm really happy I did this. I'm really happy I did this.
So are we.
It's been an amazing experience. And we are indeed going to make our country great again. You have one day to make every dream you ever dreamed for your country and your family come true. You have one magnificent chance to beat this corrupt system and deliver justice for every forgotten man, for every forgotten woman, and for every forgotten child in this nation. Do not let this opportunity slip away. Folks, it's never going to happen again. Never going to happen. In 4 years from now, never going to happen again. And people are voting that they never saw before. These are great people, but they never saw anybody they wanted. They're voting in numbers like they've never seen in Texas, in Florida. No matter where you look, they're voting in numbers like they've never seen before. We are fighting for every citizen who believes that government should serve the people, not the donors and not the special interests. And we are fighting to bring us all together as Americans. Just imagine what our country could accomplish if we started working together as one people under one God, saluting one American flag.
Folks, Donald Trump just announced the crowd. 28,000.
Thank you, everybody. Such a great honor. Incredible people. You're incredible people. I'm asking you to dream big because with your vote, we are just one day away from the change you've been waiting for your entire life. To all of the people in all of our cities and towns, I say these words to you tonight. I am with you. I will fight for you. And I will win for you. I will win for you. Together we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. Get out and vote. Thank you, everybody.
Wow. I'm pinching myself, Paul.
This is like a revival, an old-time revival on steroids. This is it's so emotional. And you can just tell that... some of the more honest talking heads I saw today on Canadian and American TV, you can tell they're scared that this isn't over. This is not going to be over tomorrow night. That even if somehow through hook or by crook, but mostly by crook, Hillary were somehow to win, the Trump phenomenon is not going to go away. It isn't going to. This is not the end of it. But hopefully tomorrow will be the beginning.
And you just heard him say, folks, I will never let you down. Now, folks,
Right. He's
not talking 24 hours into the future there. And he doesn't mean only if I win the presidency. He said, categorically, I will never let you down. And he said it's a movement over and over again. So you're right, Paul. It's not going to be over no matter what happens tomorrow. It is not over at all. Ah, my gosh. You know, he's standing there. He announced the crowd. There's 28,000 people in tiny Manchester, New Hampshire. and it's just a sea of people. It's unforgettable. He's going to do one more event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. How he does it, folks, you know, imagine, you know, just doing, you know, for Paul, for you or I or anybody to speak one time at one such an event would be the capstone of our lives. It would be, you know, just one time. He's doing it seven times a day. And, of course, what you just heard is not happening seven times a day because this is unique. This is the day before the election, and he's right. It's only, if polls open at 7, it's only 11 hours away. 10 hours away. So, my gosh. You know, this is... And, you know, Paul and George, you know, we've been talking about it this way for a year, for more than a year. With all of this enthusiasm and fire and the obvious support he has, how could he possibly lose
tomorrow? Well, there's something to it, James. The very least, this was a brilliant campaign, the best we've ever seen. And yes, we all can see that if this isn't good enough, nothing will, and the system can never be recovered. If we're in a state of revolution, God only knows what's going to be next, but our system will be so broken if this isn't good enough to win. There's 150 million productive Americans with no place to go.
George, you made the most important statement of the night. If this isn't good enough to win, .. And it's so true. A brilliant, brilliant campaign, an absolute towering genius of a man with massive resources, putting, you know, up to $100 million in this campaign. Ain't going to be somebody else like that coming down the pike.
Yeah, this is our Russian Revolution moment. We either continue on as America or we have a female version of Lenin and have a dictatorship. And, you know, the sky's the limit. Our system, with all the complaints about, you know, the Electoral College and the mediocrity, they will all obviously be true. And, you know, none of it's hidden anymore. It's out there in the open. And God knows where it's all going to go.
Yeah. This is and folks, you won't hear on this show, and of course this show will go on. We're not going to let you down. So don't worry, the Trump phenomenon will go on indefinitely through the fight. And you will not hear anybody on this show second-guessing Donald Trump. You're not going to hear it over this microphone. Like, well, he could have, would have, should have done this.
I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, he's been three steps ahead of us all the way along. He couldn't have done anything different or better, I think. And it is a good measuring stick. You know, we can't have everything in life. Maybe America is going to fall apart. You know, the Almighty decides things like that. But we have seen the ultimate campaign. Every productive American in every productive America anywhere wants this man. If they don't get him, they've gotten the signal that you're screwed.
Yeah.
And something different is going to have to, you know, come along, a new form, something different, something big, because what we have no longer functions.
I would only slightly disagree with you, George. It's not really the Almighty that will screw America. It's Americans, interlopers, invaders, and lazy people. And that's why every person who cares has got to get to the poll tomorrow and vote.
Yeah. This just came out of the blue for us, folks. Nothing, you know, Paul, you know, you and I 2 years ago, we've been talking, you know, of course we were talking 2 years ago. as were you and I, George. You know, we did not see this coming. And this was not a test of Donald Trump. This election is a test of us, of America. Because Donald Trump, he said it. Yeah, he said it earlier today. He said, "I wish it was." He was very much. He turned away from the teleprompter and just talked to the audience from his heart. And he just said, "Folks, I wish you luck." He said, "I worked my hardest. I did everything I could," and he really did. He did more than could be expected of anybody. Just absolutely brilliant and titanic in his courage. In his genius, I like what you said, George. He's been three steps ahead of all of us. All these second guessers, all these people saying he should do this. This is what he needs to do. Oh, you better do this. And will we find? Will there be some? Will there be a great George Washington, another Donald Trump? You know, 4 years from now or 8 years from now, who could surpass what Donald Trump just did? It's theoretically possible, you know. In maybe particle physics, it's theoretically possible in an alternate universe that we could find such a person, but it's not really likely. And as Donald Trump points out, and Lou Barletta pointed out, and Lou Holtz, he was speaking the last 2 days. He came back onto the podium, Lou Holtz of Notre Dame, and this after Hillary gets through, and God forbid, it's not going to happen. But if she appointed five Supreme Court justices, just as Sissy Graham Lynch pointed out, that's it for her life. She's not going to see any good government or good anything after Hillary Clinton gets through, and after she brings the whatever 40 or 50 million illegals in this country, makes them all citizens. I don't mean to freak you out, folks, but I read the article today that her big buddy, Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia, just granted a pardon. You're not going to believe this, Paul. You were wondering about how easy is it to vote in America. He just pardoned 60,000 felons so they could vote for Hillary.
Oh, no.
Yep. And he found out he wanted to pardon all 212,000 felons in the state of Virginia. He wanted to pardon them all. And so he then, with only a couple days to go, he found out that, unfortunately for him, the law requires that the pardons be individual and signed by the government, one by one. So he freaked out. He panicked. So he went out and got an auto pen. That's a mechanical. Yeah, he got a mechanical signing device. And he got, you know, every felon's name, he just started stamping them out. He got through 60,000 of them before the clock ticked out. And he had to stop. And he sent them out, 60,000. With a return address stamped envelope so that these people could register to vote and elect Hillary Clinton. What a criminal. This is the same Terry McAuliffe that gave $600,000 to the sister of the FBI agent in charge of the Clinton investigation as assistant director of the FBI.
Yeah, doesn't sound like a whole lot of good news tonight there, James. I'm ripping my hair out, too. I'm not really looking forward to being in a hot war revolution. But it's looking more likely all the time.
Yes, and to go back, you know, we've been talked about the Ron Paul revolution here. Even Ron Paul, I stood right next to Ron Paul, and I was amazed to hear this gentle man say, he said, if this political, we've got a ballot box, and a cartridge box. He was quoting Larry McDonald, former president of the John Birch Society, until he was shot out of the sky. And
yeah, I got that. It'll be so unfortunate, you know, for the other side of our movement, our little piece of the movement, of the naysayers within our nationalist ranks who haven't lifted a finger in the last 16 months and going, hey, it's inevitable. We're going to have revolution. You should have listened to us, and you can go hunker down in the woods with all our weapons and starvation food, and you know we'll eventually get our chance.
But what will happen?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, and I don't want to
criticize other people. I hope I know people like this, and I've known them in Canada too, and they don't want to get involved in any political activity because they're keeping a low profile until the day comes. And that day, well, they're going to go out into the woods and dig up their guns, and boy, they're going to act. And I've often thought, you know, you won't even come out to a meeting now. Probably when the day comes, your wife won't let you out of the house.
Well, folks, we have one more segment coming up here in just a moment. I'll try to squeeze in maybe two phone calls, and I apologize to Barbara, Tom in Florida, Steve in California, and Richard in Louisiana. I'll try to get maybe two of you in our next segment. And we are going to go out, though, with a pledge to each other. We're going to reassemble here in our little clubhouse, and we're going to be celebrating the most wonderful event of our lives, the election of Donald John Trump. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with one more little segment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Well, we're counting on the world that they're not. And let's go to all you can do, callers, is really just give us a kind of an emotional hello and you know, God help us. Let's start out with Richard in Louisiana. Richard, you're on the air.
I actually had a little. Good evening, you all. I had more to say than that, and I'll try to get it in. The term revolution and coup d'etat have been brought up, and usually in history, when those occur, there's no opposition left. They're usually rounded up and put in prison and taken out.
Richard, I can tell you've got a very you've got a very profound thought. But here's our problem, Richard. We only got about 120 seconds left, and we're right on the edge. This is like waving goodbye to the cruise ship, and your grandmother and your grandfather are on it, and you're on the dock, and the ship's pulling away. All you can do is blow a kiss, you know. So the how do you feel?
I'm just wondering. You know, say he does put his hand on the Bible in January. You know, it's going to be pretty tough with half of the country, or at least a significant amount,
Richard,
voting for Hillary, and all of those people still left in office, you know?
Yes, you got it. Richard, that's a beautiful thought.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Richard. Let's go to Steve in California. You're on the air.
James, California does matter. You mentioned it didn't matter, and I'm going to tell you why it matters.
Oh, no, I'm a Californian. Steve. Yeah, go ahead. Now tell us why.
All 50 states matter, James. Let me tell you why, because the media is going to come back and they're going to call this race early. They're going to call it early. It's already been done. Hillary's won. And it's a little ploy. It's a little game they play, and they've done it before. They'll lie to you. We saw Rupert Murdoch do that once before. It's called. George Bush is the winner. Everybody stop going to the polls.
Yeah,
do not buy into this.
Exactly.
Go to the polls. Vote.
Yeah, folks, if you see a talking head on TV and his lips are moving, he's lying. Okay, we know that. So, and Steve, hey, I'm a California surfer. I was surfing in California. Let's see, I started surfing when I was 12 years old. That was in 1960. So, before I was surfing, I was body surfing in California in the 1950s. So I love California. I grew up in the Pacific Palisades. My first home in California was in Malibu. So boy, do I love California, and I'm willing to fight to keep California and keep that as part of our nation.
Yeah. The media's going to play this little game. They're going to play that game. It's called "Do Not Fall for This." Anybody listening to this show, do not fall for that little. It's already been called Hillary's the winner.
Well,
go to your polls and vote.
Yes, the war has been declared, folks, against the media and our other enemies. And boy, you've done a great job for this duration of this show. Tomorrow night, we'll see you right here. Paul, thank you. George, thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.